took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger, that's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten?
For my New Mexico listeners and anyone else interested in truth, justice, and the American way, my friend Gary McDaniel has tossed his hat in the ring for Division I Magistrate Judge. Gary has devoted his life to justice and has served the San Juan County residents for over 33 years in various capacities in law enforcement. He served as magistrate in 2012 and was also an alternate judge in Aztec. Gary's list of qualifications and awards is extensive and distinguished. So if you want to see liberty for all in action and see how it really works, vote Gary McDaniel, the primary election, June 5th, 2018. Gary McDaniel, family man, public servant, guided by God, conscience, and the Constitution. If you're a country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on the Survival Circle Network.
Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hanging around. But I heard someone call my name one day and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Chevy car.
Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio, Liberty Lounge, every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern, right here on Survival Circle.
Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Well, you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back?
Brother, if you wanna have a go, I just wanna let you know. Yeah, get off of my back.
Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
And here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It's Wednesday, the somethingeth, 14th of March. Kind of sitting in a dim-lit bar here and can't really see my watch very good. So this gun thing seems to be getting way out of hand. It's taking a life of its own. If you've noticed all the things that's going on around the country right now, there's, let me see this one right here. In Lacey, Washington. Lacey, Washington's kids went out there, normal family activity, perfectly legal, went out to the range and posted their pictures on Facebook and were given 5 days in-school suspension for being at the range and handling being near guns. Now, I don't know. You folks in Washington need to get this. Let me see if anybody's in the chat room from Washington here. You guys need to get your state squared away. This has gone way beyond what is acceptable here. Thank you, NM Glock, for that. They put on Facebook this day, you know, fun day at the range. Two girls supervised by government officials. Anyway, whatever it is, wildlife management. And surface supervised at a wildlife management area for... Well, no, maybe it was their parents. Anyway, whatever it was. But they posted a picture and got suspended for it. Now, several years ago, and I believe it was 1999, maybe. There's several other stories from Lacey, Washington. Yeah, this is 1999. Antonius Brown went to a high school. Let's see. No, there's another story from Lacey. This was Atlanta, but I've got another one from Lacey, Washington. This was Atlanta, was suspended for finger gun. Pointing his finger, bang, bang. You remember the girl that chewed her Pop-Tart into the shape of a... Well, they said it was not in the shape of a pistol. It was a Pop-Tart that had two or three bites taken out. It was in the shape of a Pop-Tart that had two or three bites taken out of it. It wasn't in the shape of a gun. It wasn't in the shape of an L. It wasn't in the shape of a nothing. It was a Pop-Tart with a couple of bites taken out of it. And there was another guy got suspended. Another kid got suspended for pointing a chicken finger at somebody and saying bang, bang. I mean, this has gone on for quite a while, but it's just gotten way, way in the hell out of hand here. Let's see here. Let me find my list of things that's gotten way in the hell out of hand. This is not a gun thing. This was a college kid kicked out of class for telling the professor there was only two genders. I'm trying to kind of wrap my mind around this gender thing, and it just won't wrap. There's just no place for it to go. I kind of understand the gun thing. I mean, I understand their mindset and what they're trying to do, or what they think they're trying to do. But this gender deal, and to be kicked out of class for saying that there's only two. Well, you know, there is only two. You're born with an innie or an outie. And, you know, the plumbing tells all. That's just the way it is. I am college, no less. I mean, you know, maybe you could see it as a third grader trying to indoctrinate him. This was a college kid. After showing a 15-minute talk by transgender ex-pastor Paula Stone Williams discussing the reality of mansplaining, sexism from men, and male privilege,
The professor asked the women in the class to share their thoughts. When no women in the class said anything, this guy piped up and challenged the professor on biology and the gender wage gap. He told the class that the official view of the biologists is that there are only two genders. The feminist professor booted him from the class and asked him not to come back. Referred him to the public university's academic integrity board. He needs to complete the class to graduate at the end of next summer. You are barred from attending this class in accordance with classroom disruption policy. So he disrupted the class by telling the truth. There's only two genders and you cannot come back. Yeah, the taker, that's right. You're either a pointer or a setter. That's a fact. This Katie Brad, if there was a third gender, it would be, if there was, it would be a 1911. Yeah, that's right. You know, these kids are that Copper's got a good point there. If the B in LGBT stands for bisexual, yeah, gotcha. Only two genders. Very good. And this, if you let your kids march today, if you let your kids skip class and join in this anti-Second Amendment thing, anti-Constitution political thing that had nothing to do with school, you are a total failure as a parent. You either pull your kids out of school or you have them go to study hall or do something. You do not allow them to march with these idiots out here. This is the most, I am completely flabbergasted that this is, has come to this. So, you know, I got a lot of questions, a lot of concerns about this. With all this, you know, add on top of all this here, we have now, what was it I saw today? Let me go and check this. Stand by. Hang on a minute. See if I can find it here. My phone don't die. I mean, my crystal ball. Got it here somewhere. Yeah, oh, did you hear that there was reports of shots fired today at a dorm in Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois? Yeah. I had one more little story here. Oh, here we go. Tensions spike as United Kingdom Prime Minister expels 23 Russian diplomats over the first offensive use of a nerve agent on alliance territory since NATO's foundation. That's pretty serious stuff. So let's add that into everything else that's going on here. Let's, you know, For all time, ever since we've been doing this show, I don't remember ever a teacher's gun going off in class. And now all of a sudden they're talking about arming teachers, and we had the third one today. This one was a reserve deputy. Hang on a second here. I think I swallowed a fly there or something. He was a reserve deputy. And what he was doing with a loaded gun, well, a loaded gun out of the holster, I understand. The loaded gun in the classroom is fine. However, thou must not pull your loaded gun out of the holster unless you're about to unload it into a bad guy, which would make you a good guy stopping a bad guy. a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun. Gun-trained teacher. Now, this story doesn't say reserve deputy fires gun in classroom, because that's what it is. Gun-trained teacher accidentally discharges firearm in California classroom, injuring student. A teacher who is also a reserve police officer, well, it doesn't say sheriff, it says police officer, trained in firearm use, accidentally, in quotation marks, discharged a gun yesterday, at Seaside High School in Monterey County, California, during a class devoted to public safety. Male student was reported to have sustained non-life-threatening injuries. He didn't get shot. He said apparently some stuff fell out of the ceiling. The dad says that there was shrapnel from the bullet that lodged in his neck. Everybody else says that there was ceiling tiles and stuff fell. I'm having a hard time understanding how ceiling tiles injured this kid. The dad said he was struck in the neck by debris or fragmentation from something overhead. Said that whatever hit the student was not a bullet, but the father disagrees with that. The guy learned that the father learned about this when his 17-year-old son came home with blood on his shirt and bullet fragments in his neck. He's shaken up, but he's going to be okay. I'm just pretty upset that no one told us anything. We had to call the police ourselves to report it. So apparently the guy told the guy, "Hey, shh, don't tell anybody. I'll give you all A's this month for this semester here. Everybody gets A's, so don't say nothing." Evidently, that's the way it worked out, because nobody knew anything about it until the kid called the cops, the kid's dad. Dennis Alexander, who teaches math as well as a course in the administration of justice, reserve police officer for Sand City and Seaside City Councilman, he could not immediately be reached for comment. Now, I bet he couldn't. But he has reportedly apologized for the incident. "I'm sorry I shot your kid in the neck, but, I'm a reserve deputy and I feared for my life, so it's okay." Reserve police officer. "So I have concerns about why he was displaying a loaded firearm in the classroom. We will be looking into that." And they say exactly why the teacher was displaying the weapon at all was not entirely clear. I'll bet it wasn't. Police said he was providing instruction related to public safety. Well, that's not entirely how we teach people to do it here at Southwest Shooting Authority. Do it a little bit differently than that. So the state law and school policy forbids carrying firearms on campus without authorization. Alexander, he said, was not authorized. I think a lot of questions are on the parents' mind. Why a teacher would be pointing a loaded firearm at the ceiling in front of students? Clearly, protocols were not followed. Clearly, protocols were not followed. Absolutely, clearly, that was not followed. So, and this was the third accidental discharge, negligent discharge. Actually, I don't think it is negligent. I think it's on purpose. This is the third one since all this talk of arming school teachers has been going on. It's a little bit suspicious. Maybe I'm just a conspiracy theorist here, but seems a little odd to me. But there's good news. There is, let's see, which was this one? Oh, while all this shooting stuff was going on, just yesterday, I think. Not sure. Anyway, last day or so, there was a kid accused of fatally stabbing one kid, injuring two others. According to him, it's because they made fun of his Muslim faith. Apparently, he was been reading the Quran, and getting his courage up, getting strength from the Quran. Fatally stabbed one boy. Now, I, you know, all this was happening. I haven't heard the first news item today. I haven't heard the first call to ban knives. I haven't even heard that this should be a knife-free school zone. Matter of fact, I ain't heard nary a damn word about this. Except Facebook and a few other little places, but it sure hasn't made the big boys news. Stand by, I'm getting an update here. Do what? Oh yeah, Amy says that apparently he contacted ISIS and wanted to be a member, so maybe he thinks he's performing an initiation there. And they said, okay, yeah, you can join our club. All you got to do is go kill a couple school kids, stab them to death, and you're in, buddy. You're in like Flint. Officers got to the school. They found one kid dead on the floor in an upstairs loft. It was his 13th birthday. Unbelievable. According to the police report, Johnson was spending the night at the home of a friend while Brand, as that was a kid's name that got killed, Giovanni Brand, was spending the night there as a guest of the older friend's brother. Lane heard what he believed to be Giovanni moaning and went upstairs to see what was going on. She got to the top of the stairs. Johnson lunged at her with a knife, cutting her multiple times. So there's more to the story, but the big deal, big story here is kids killed with knife. There was, we talked about the 33 or 36 people killed in China with a knife the day that they had the shooting in University of California, Santa Barbara. And there was only, I don't remember how many were killed in Santa Barbara, wasn't very many. But that was way more newsworthy than 33 people getting killed with a knife. You heard about the school stabbing in Pennsylvania where 24 kids got killed. This has been, I don't remember when it was, a couple of years ago. Wasn't real recent, but anyway. All right, well, we'll line up some more stuff here for you. But I think what we'll do first here is take a little break, and you guys can you can hang in there for just a couple minutes. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Yeah, I know. I already said.
Twisting, turning further.
going to agree. Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
That ain't country. That ain't country.
Yeah, we country.
All right, let me say this one more time. And I don't mean this to be ugly here. You understand? But you folks in Washington need to hike up your britches and get your state under control. I just got a note here from one of my adoring fans, Moses Lake. I don't know how many other schools there was, but here was one about 200 Moses Lake High School students gathered Wednesday morning in the school courtyard as part of a nationwide school walkout. Angelica Mansfield, who was the only student who addressed the entire group, had a message for her fellow classmates. So I'm going to guess, I haven't listened to this yet, I'm going to guess that this is okay to listen to since it's a school kid during an activity there. I'm guessing that there's not going to be, because I'm going to play it where you can hear it. So let's listen to this together and see what she had to say.
Stand here for 17 minutes and don't do nothing, because that's what we're all going to do right now. I just wanted to say, like, we're out here for a shooting, school shootings. You guys are all in the school, okay? And these school shootings are happening from these kids that you guys are cornering out, that you're bullying, that you're doing this all this stuff to, because you think it's funny. And it's not funny. All of these kids just want to be themselves. They want to be who they want to be in their own school. They're here to learn. You're not here to bully. Kids shouldn't be shooting up schools. We are teenagers. You should say that you love your neighbor. You should be there for them. Sit with them at lunch. Tell them that you're their friend, that you're going to be there for them whenever they need you. Because just because they're already dealing with bullying at school enough, and they have their own problems at home, whether you know it or not, everybody does. And I don't see why it's so hard to be nice and care and love each other. Like, it's not hard. And I know some of you are going to laugh and look at me like I'm stupid, but I don't care. Because somebody said something while we're out here. Somebody stood up. And I'm sorry that I look mad and I'm saying this aggressively, but you guys won't get it any other way. Because it's not a joke. It really isn't. Most of you are out here because you don't want to be in class. That's it. Like, it's stupid. I don't know. I just wanted to say that.
Good for her. Wow, that was not what I expected it to be. Nice. That was a good little talk there. Even though the event that she was at, and the thing, she nailed it. Most of you are out here because you just don't want to go to class. So you've participated in an event you're protesting to have your constitutional rights taken away. That's perfect. That's a great idea. You know, a couple hundred some odd years ago, there was some pretty serious protest that was kind of the opposite of that. We're trying to maybe be able to retain and exercise these rights without getting in trouble. So, yeah, I was proud of that young lady. She did a good job. Could y'all understand that all right? I've never tried doing that before. Let me know if that was clear enough for you to understand there. I guess I'll see it when I download the podcast. But all right. Well, there's some better news than that. Let me find it here. Yes, that was Moses Lake. Surprisingly enough. Very good. I'm guessing that anonymous 5558, I'm willing to bet that might be Susie B right there. All right, we've got some other, before we get into the other gooder news, yeah, Yakima Glock, you nailed it. Most kids care less as long as it gets them out of class. They don't even know why they're out there. They don't care one way or the other. If it had been a pro-gun rally, they'd still be out there. If it had been a pro, Twinkie rally or anti-football rally or whatever the case, but they'd all still be out there. All right. This one really surprised me. Well, it surprised me that these people were going to do this. They were going to limit their the Army Air Force Exchange Service, AFEES. You guys are familiar with that if you're in the service. Had halted sales of magazines earlier this month for more than 10 round magazines. And they'd had a planned nationwide ban on selling these magazines. Well, apparently that didn't last very long. If you were a store selling legal magazines, legal parts for a firearm, where is the last place that you would want to announce that you're going to stop selling these magazines? I'm thinking other than Arizona, that would be on a military base. From the sounds of this story here, they caught everlasting hell over the deal on social media and letters and visits to the store, and they decided right quick that this was not going to work. So they're right back to selling their magazine. Some of the people had said that they bought these magazines and used later in training and deployments. And it said AFEES and its sister MCX and GCX outlets cater to servicemen, their families, and veterans across more than 3,100 outlets on or near military installations around the globe. So there you go. I thought that was kind of a funny story. Hang on a minute. We got breaking news coming in here. Let's see. Okay, that can wait. All right. So we have all of these stories about taking guns away and how evil they are. And my goodness. Well, in Illinois, of all places, with all the other stuff that's going on, there was an NRA gun instructor. A lot of places they call those firearms instructors, but I guess they're gun instructors in Illinois. Being praised for saving a pregnant woman from being stabbed to death with his AR-15. Now, I don't know what they were stabbing her to death with his AR-15 anyway, but I think somebody should have worded that a little bit differently. An NRA gun instructor is being praised for saving a pregnant woman from being stabbed to death with his AR-15. Okay. Well, I think we get the idea here. Gun instructor used his AR-15 rifle to stop a man who attacked a pregnant woman and her husband with a knife in his apartment complex. This is a very good thing. The man with the knife dropped the weapon and ran when the gun instructor threatened to shoot him. Probably a wise choice. Didn't say I didn't know how to use it, just said I didn't have much use for it. Dave Thomas, 41, NRA instructor who intervened to stop the attack after he heard women screaming. Thomas looked out the door and saw blood in the hallway. That's when he went to his bedroom, grabbed his AR-15. I teach people to defend themselves, and this was just a reaction to grab the AR-15. He was half a breath away from getting his head blown off, and he knew it. That's why he put the knife down. Yeah, probably didn't see that on CNN, did you? Apparently the lady said he told me he was going to kill my baby while his hand was covered in my husband's blood. Yeah, that's... Let's see here. Stand by. Is it here? Yeah. Here we go. Let me see what's going on the chat room here. Homeowner's son kills three would-be burglars with AR-15. Okay, well, that's the way it goes, son. Three would-be robbers were shot dead and killed on Monday when an Oklahoma homeowner's son opened fire on them with his AR-15. Wagner County Sheriff's deputies were called to the home in Broken Arrow, southeast of Tulsa. Used to know a driller that lived in Broken Arrow. About 12:30 p.m. local time, when they arrived, they found three dead suspects and two uninjured residents, as it should be. That was perfect. Evidently, they come in through the back door, broke the glass door, and came in, and that was just countered 19-year-old homeowner's son opened fire after an exchange of words. Two of the suspects died in the home's kitchen, while a third was found in the driveway. Good shooting, buddy. Good job. I like it. All right, let's see here. I'm about to... My crystal ball is dying on me. I thought I had another good guy story here. Maybe not. No, this ain't it. Oh, well. My crystal ball is having a tough time here. Explosion at a crowded market. Well, you expect that kind of stuff in Baghdad, I guess. All right. Well, I got another local story here for you. I went down and talked to a guy this afternoon. I was coming home from town, and someone had told this group of people that I was rather security-minded and could help them with radios and communication in general, and maybe some tips on how to handle a problem that they have. So not too far from where we live, it seems that there is an area here, a region. I don't know how large this area is. It's more than just a subdivision. It's a pretty good sized deal. The cops won't go there. Once in a great while they'll go in the daytime. They will not go at night. They will not go at night, period. There's been exchange of gunfire over there. There's a group of drug dealers, users, that in this one area, that guy said there's been 68 burglaries, I think he said, in 3 years. That's what? Two a month, something like that. See, 3 years? No, it's more than that. Yeah, about two or three a month. And these guys are using drones and flying around these people's yard, bringing it down to within about 6 feet of the ground, looking around, checking to see, checking for dogs, checking for, you know, open doors, checking to see what's there. And they said they've tried to shoot the drone down and hadn't had any luck, so I don't know who's doing the shooting or what they're shooting at it with or what. But these people are very concerned. They've had some real serious problems over there. And it's gotten to a point where, you know, I said, you know, I don't know what you're, all I can tell you is if you want to stay on the right side of the law, the only choice you have is to get video, you know, eyewitness reports of something going on here and reporting it. And if the sheriff doesn't do anything, I don't know what to tell you. I said there are other ways to handle it. But if you want to stay legal, they've already told these people that they've told them, well, you need to just go home. We'll take care of this. Well, they didn't take care of it. And it really seems to me that the way he talked about this, and I hate to say this, especially for our local guys, but it really, really sounds like somebody else may be involved here. I hate to even consider that, but I don't know what the hell else. The cops will not, period, will not go over there. They've been shot at before. They under no circumstances will they go over there at night. We are a very large county, sparsely populated. Things are spread out pretty good. And there's only so many deputies here, and they can't cover everything all at the same time. And so in places where they get shot at, they just don't cover it at all. It's not going there. So, yeah, NM Glock, that's exactly what it sounds like to me. So I really couldn't offer him any suggestions other than, you know, if that doesn't work, call the state police, see what you can get from them, see if you can get, they're not going to come out here. But maybe they'll give you some advice, call the attorney general. If none of that works, you're left with two options. Lock your stuff. Now, right now, the guy that I talked to said my wife would be here, but we cannot leave our home alone. We cannot go anywhere at the same time. Ever. He said, I've been a prisoner in my home for 3 years. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. The cops won't do anything? He said, we've called and called and called and called, and all this time, all these years, there's been 3 arrests. I guess they told him to go home this last time when he was out there with his AR and his vest on and third generation night vision and the whole 9 yards there. He's trying to get some documentation. And so it's one thing in this neighborhood here, and this place is only like 5 miles or so from me. And we do hear quite a bit of stuff on the, you know, on the scanner and whatnot. There's a lot of activity going on. But what I suspect is going to happen. This is happening in this area right now. I know a place down just out of Atlanta that is very similar to this. And this is, this is what happens without rule of law, when there's no accountability, when there's no consequences for your actions, their actions. They are stealing stuff. There's a guy here, matter of fact, he runs a little store not far from here, said that his cement mixer come in. He didn't even realize it. Somebody come in here and hooked onto it and hauled it off while they were open. They distracted his operator and was over there doing something else, and somebody hooked up that cement mixer and pulled it out of here. So with that in mind, yeah, maybe it's not happening in your area yet, but you can bet your sweet bippy it ain't going to be long before it's going to be happening a lot more places. I think there's, I think this kind of stuff is starting to spread. Of course, we hear about this, I won't mention any geographical locations here, but due north of us here a little bit, and we've heard about it for quite a bit for the last couple of years. Over in Farmington, there are some places, any place where you have, drug dealers, drug users, and drug, people selling stuff and they're stealing it and selling it. And it's just people that are impoverished because of their taxes and their health care and their weight, all the stuff that they can't afford that they have to afford. 2 years ago, no, three, this is 2018, three, a little over 3 years ago, they started stealing firewood and propane bottles around here. When you're gone, they back up to your house, fill their truck up with your firewood. If you have propane bottles sitting outside at your, where you're, that's right, Yakima Glock, sound like a job for A-Team. That's exactly right. Your barbecue grill is sitting outside on the patio or, under the gazebo out in the yard or something, and they're stealing propane bottles out of them. So, nothing seems to be... Yeah, Tebow just said on the chat room here where he lived in Farmington, that was real bad. So, as you make your preparations for things to come, I talked to a guy, matter of fact, he's waiting for me to contact him as soon as I get done with the show here. We were talking about radios and stuff, and he says, well, I just don't know what to get. I said, there's ammo and medical supplies and this, that, and the other. I said, they have four priorities. Once these four things are fulfilled, then you can get, other luxuries. But you make sure you have ammo and means of defense, a means to launch the ammo downrange. Food enough to last for a good while. Months, maybe a year or more. Medical supplies. Lots of good, clean medical supplies. And communications. And Amy said water. Yeah, and I always neglect to say that. But when I say food, I mean food and water. Sustenance. I always forget to say that. The ammo, and I've probably said this I don't know how many times, but the ammo is not that big a deal. Everybody wants thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds of ammo. And that's okay as long as you have everything else squared away. If you have 500 rounds for a rifle and 250 rounds for a handgun, maybe 100 rounds for a shotgun, you're good for now. Just there'll be ammo for the taking. If you survive your first firefight or your first, second, third firefight, there's going to be ammo around. You're either going to win or you're going to lose. If you lose, you don't need 30,000 rounds of ammo. If you win, you go get their stuff. But food and water is important. Now, depending on where you live here, we need to store water. In a lot of places, maybe that's not quite as important because you have more groundwater available. Maybe you've got a shallow well that you can get. Our well is pretty deep, so it's still doable, but not going to be real convenient. But if you live in town, you're someplace where you have city water, storing water is going to be crucial. But as I've said before, communications is right up there. Those top four things. If you've got 1,000 rounds of ammo, or 500 rounds of ammo for a rifle, 250 for a handgun, 100 for a shotgun, stop for now. You can pick up on it later when you get these other things squared away. Try to have, you know, several months or a year or more of food. Oh, wow, I'm glad I reminded myself of that. I just got a call from my friendly neighborhood survival tab distributor yesterday, and she is going to offer me the exact same deal that I got last time. And we should be able to, I got to call her back and get, I said the exact same deal. She said, yeah, we ought to be able to do about the same thing. So I'm sure it's going to be within a dollar. So survival tabs, four different flavors now for $25-$26. So when I get the details on that, I will let you know right away, and we'll see if we can get that going. Survival tabs is a great way to put a lot of food back in a small area for an extremely reasonable price. The last thing is communication. I have spent the whole show talking on the necessity of good, reliable communications. So I won't spend a lot of time on that right now, but it should be painfully obvious that communication needs to be on your way up on your list of priorities here, in that top four anyway. So anyway, I think I'm going to start easing towards the door here and get ready to take care of some other little projects here before bedtime, which ain't too far from now. Actually, it's a little better now, getting done at 9 o'clock. It's better than starting at 9 o'clock. Let's see. Let me stop that and get back over here. Okay. I will see you guys Friday for Liberty Lounge. There's no reason at all as it stands right now. We should be able to confirm that Liberty Lounge will be a happening thing. And I will see you guys then. Thanks.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.